You know me, I am a chismosa at heart. So yes, I'm obviously going to want that one.
I need coffee, but I'm drinking water. Told you I made butter.
Yes, you did. I told Ernest I don't want to make butter at least once.
It's so yummy. So I came home
I
toasted bread and butter. And then I've got sourdough starter. And I got, I don't know if I pronounce it right, kefir grains. It's
got me.
People gonna hate me probably if I get it wrong, but it's like yogurt.
Wait, did we start the podcast?
I started recording when I called you a chismosa.
Bueno, but we didn't say hi to nobody. We just jumped in here not greeting anybody. Hello, everyone.
yeah.
So we're starting this podcast with me being a chismosa.
Yeah. I hope it recorded me calling you a chismosa.
I hope it did.
You want to know how many notes short I am?
Notes short?
Yeah. So the notes
how many?
At the company I work at are due Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. And I have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 notes to go.
I'm a chismosa, you're a procrastinator. I procrastinate too.
Yeah, I guess it is procrastination. I was going to say it's not procrastination, but yeah, it is. It is. My goal for my notes is to have at least 1 week done. And it's been 1 week I do it, 1 week I don't. 1 week I do it, 1 week I don't. Because we get paid every 2 weeks. And we have all our notes are supposed to be done by the 9 a.m. on Tuesday, the week we get paid. Right. So I want to have 100% of week one done. That's my goal.
Sorry. Nobody can see my face right now, but Ernesto was about to head out to get us food, and my package just arrived.
Oh, wait. Can't do it right now. I've seen this thing I want to get you for your birthday. And every time I see it, I'm not near my wallet. Or your address.
I memorized my card.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I took my card off of my phone. Yeah, no.
It's dangerous. Like, I'm there. I'm in the bed. It only keeps me from buying stuff if, let's say, I want to use my credit card. Then I'm like, oh, I don't want to get up right now. I'll get up later. But if I'm using my debit card, guys, oh, it's so dangerous. Oh, my God, it's beautiful.
What did you buy?
I bought a Loungefly Beauty and the Beast bag. Like, how gorgeous that is.
That is cute.
Oh, my goodness. It is so beautiful. I'm so happy.
Did you see my cherry bag?
Your what?
My cherry bag. No?
No. Did you put it in your story? Because I haven't seen it in your stories.
When I went to Miami, on the way to the airport, I stopped at a mall. And they had the cutest little cherry bag. And I had to buy it.
I think I did see it then. I just don't remember what it looks like.
It's tiny. That's the best part.
I'm going to end up with a Loungefly collection. Next one, Winnie the Pooh. I'm very picky with the design, though. Because I've seen other Beauty and the Beast bags. And they did not hold up to my expectation. Until I saw this one. And then I was like, yes, I need to have this bag. So this is the first one I buy. The first one I ever got was a Jurassic Park one that Ernesto got for me for my birthday, I think, 2 years ago. And then I think last year, for Christmas last year, he got me the Iron Man Loungefly.
What is it called?
Loungefly.
Never heard of that.
And then the inside. Oh, that is so cute. I'm in heaven. I'm no longer tired. My energy came back. I'm so happy. Anyways, so now back to our podcast. So we're still on drinking the same these meal. Poppy.
Was it you or someone else who told me about them? I think it was you. Last time we met.
Maybe. The Olipop is disgusting, guys.
I think I had Olipop and I did not like it.
It is disgusting.
Salty water with watered down juice.
Yep, yep, yep. Because I remember I bought this exact one. It's the Raspberry Rose. But I couldn't remember the brand. So Ernesto and I were like, what was it? Was it Poppy or was it Olipop? No, I think Poppy was this disgusting one. And then when I get the Olipop, I couldn't find the Raspberry Rose flavor. So I grabbed another flavor. It was disgusting.
I had the orange one of the Olipop.
I think I had grape. It was
salty water with watered down juice. It was gross.
I'm recommending give this a try. It does have apple cider vinegar in the ingredients, and I feel like it's helped with my gastritis so much, because before I would, if I go too long without eating, I would start feeling like that acidity pain. Mm-hmm. Or if I go to sleep right after eating, same thing. But I have not had an acidic episode in a while after drinking these.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That is bueno. No, trying not to drink soda in general, but I do want to make the what's it called? Ginger bug.
What?
You don't have TikTok, so I can't send you. Oh, I love you, bug. You're the best. Look what my son got me.
Inca Cola.
We're gonna go get what? And you said yes to that. Can you hear them?
Más o menos. What are they saying?
Andres, I'm going to do Andres's taxes.
Oh, I heard that. And then you were going to show Roxana how to do hers.
And Andrea's like, ooh, you're going to get money back. What are we doing? And he's going to save for Australia. And then he tells her as a joke, we're going to gamble. And she's like, yeah, that's what we're going to do.
I know. Really? Australia?
Andres. Yes, he wants to go to Australia. Andres, how do you feel about the casino? Whatever you've gone. No, you've been with me other times, and what have you told me? You don't like how it smells, it's too crowded, and the noise is annoying.
Oh my God, that would be
a go away, stop giving her ideas.
I had brought Inca Cola, like the cans, to work. Since we have not a mini fridge, but it's a small fridge. Mm-hmm. So I brought Inca Cola and I brought Colombiana to work. And I introduced it to one of the teachers. And she's like, oh, this is so good. Yeah. She liked the Inca Cola.
Look what I got to.
Oh, no.
You don't like
drug that? Dealers were out there, weren't they?
I have a client who's a
Girl Scout.
The thing, yeah.
Oh no. There was a meme I saw that said, just when you're trying to quit, your drug dealers is outside of the store. It's the Girl Scout. I love the Thin Mints too. Oh no.
My absolute favorite cookie. And they're always sold out. So one time we were talking about Girl Scouts and I'm like, Thin Mints are always sold out. And the mom's like, I have two boxes left. I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to, but I will.
Oh, yeah, and especially not.
You've read the whole ethics thing. Where does that fall in? Me buying Girl Scout cookies from my client. That's just someone.
It doesn't, because it's not like you're giving them money. You're helping them out with the service. So I don't, it doesn't, like, in anything that I have read about the ethics code, it doesn't say anything like that. Now, if you keep buying stuff for them over and over, that's a...
Not for them, from them.
Yes, but you're... this is a tricky one, because they're providing a service. So you're not giving them money just because, you're helping them out with their service.
But it's technically would become a dual relationship.
But wait, how much were the cookies? $5 a box, right? How much?
$12 for two boxes.
Oh, so $6. You went
$2 over the allowed amount.
For the But it wasn't a gift.
So here's the thing. I think buying Girl Scout cookies from a girl that needs to practice her social skills and part of her program is for her to be able to do the sales speech of the Girl Scout cookies.
Role play.
It's okay. Right? Role play. That's how I frame it in my head. Not just as I'm me doing it, but let's say mom sells Avon.
No, ma'am.
No.
No, ma'am.
We just entered forbidden territory.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's a finger, but I wanted your take on it because you've read the... I'm pretty sure my kid closed this jar.
You can't see this, guys, but she is struggling to open a jar.
Think of it later because I can't.
But yeah, I did also want to add in one of our episodes, I just wanted to give a little life update. In one of the episodes, I had spoken about Amelia and her seizure episode. She is fine, guys. That was the only time she had a seizure. No, she hasn't had any. So most likely what happened was that she might have gotten into something she wasn't supposed to. Like she might have eaten something that's toxic to dogs. And it probably is what caused that. Yeah, that's at least what the vet said when I showed her, like her primary vet. When I showed her the video, she's like, see, that to me doesn't look like a seizure. That looks more like she got into something she wasn't supposed to, and it was toxic to dogs. So she's all right, guys. She's being spoiled and baby now more than ever. Oh, I didn't tell you. We got a white noise machine for her. When I tell you that I told you before that she has the good night routine with Ernesto where she like sits at his feet waiting for him to carry her like a baby and carry her to the room. Oh, I didn't tell you. Okay. That's her nighttime routine. But now we added on to the routine and what did you get? Sorry guys, she got a package as well in the mail. What is that?
This is supposed to be a 2-gallon watering can. I think I've been bamboozled.
That's 2 gallons?
2 gallons. It's not 2 gallons.
It's not 2 gallons. No.
If it were 2 gallons, like my sister just said, yeah, it's 2 gallons if you do 2 trips.
Exactly. Because even with how wide it is, it does not look like 2 gallons.
Yeah. No, you're right. My mom says it's better because 2 gallons would have been too heavy for me, and she's right.
That's true.
Yeah. Sorry. It's been an unboxing episode.
Okay, so the white noise machine. Uh-huh. We literally put lullabies for her when she sleeps. and it has the light up where you can choose a different color for it to light up. We put it in red since it's not the brightest color. And now anytime we put it on, she goes right to sleep and does not wake up until we open the door and he calls out her name.
Aww.
She is knocked out. And then in the morning we'll change it to like birds chirping. So she'll know the difference and she kind of stays calmaita in her crate.
That is so cute.
She's a baby. How am I supposed to help you?
She's a baby. Oh, my sister's also got it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
So, guys, I'm trying to open the thing I bought, and I'm like, Caro, help me. And Caro's like, how am I going to help you?
Right. Does she know that our names are reversed?
No, I haven't told her. Andrea. Caro is Andrea, too. Right?
You're Carolina Andrea.
She's not happy about it.
Why?
Because she likes being unique.
Oh, well, sorry.
Carolina Andrea. Yeah. That is so cute, though. I'm glad she hasn't had any more seizures. I've been meaning to ask you about that and life.
No. Yeah, life. But no, we still have the camera on her. And oh my God, I gotta send you videos for when we leave or when Ernesto leaves the house. La pobre, she breaks our heart every time. Mostly my heart, because Ernesto's like, really? We just left. And then sometimes he'll just start laughing.
I love her, but she's a dog.
Oh no, but he also treats her like a baby too. And yeah, it's just like, you know, this big bearded bald guy, and he's such a like a gentle giant with her. Especially, except when they play rough. I don't play rough with her. She's heavy.
Yeah. You guys send me videos, but I have also good pet update.
Ooh.
Fluffy went to the vet today.
Okay.
And he gained 2 pounds.
Hey!
Yes! I was so happy. And the vet said that he's doing really good. We couldn't get blood work done because we ran out of medication 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. So she didn't want to get the levels wrong.
Okay.
So we have to go back in 2 weeks to get the blood work done. But she saw him. She saw him walking. So Fluffy is a sweet cat, but he's a grumpy cat. He doesn't like being picked up or held. And every other time he's been to the vet, he was so sick that he would just lay there and let us pick him up and hold him. This time he was like, no, do not. And then she checked him and she's like, you know, I think he's healthy enough for the rabies vaccine. I said, you think he's healthy enough for the rabies vaccine? She's like, he looks really good. I think we should give him the rabies vaccine. So he was healthy enough to get a vaccine.
Yay!
And so he was saying I should kill him. Look, you guys were wrong. He went through a rough patch, but he's doing really good despite being 15.
15, wow.
He's 15. Yeah, so I was really happy. And the fact that he gained weight is amazing because that was a big problem. Like, he was losing weight like crazy.
I remember.
When he was healthy, he was 14 pounds. And he was down to 5.5 pounds.
Oh, my God.
7.5.
Oh, wow. Oh, but at least he's gaining weight.
Yeah, he's gained weight. And that's also, my mom cannot deny her food keeps us all at a healthy weight. Because now he's a cat. Because she started cooking for him. So every week she makes him chicken breast with absolutely no seasonings because he cannot have any salt or iodine or anything. So chicken breast with pumpkin. So she boils it and then she mashes it up and they eat that every day. And then once in a while we'll get chicken legs instead of breast just because the cartilage is supposed to be good for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're feeding. And I'm also feeding them wet food just in case because there's vitamins and stuff that we might be missing out. We sometimes also do like chicken hearts added in there because it's supposed to be good for them. I like chicken hearts.
Yucky. You know what I found out recently that I was just like, you're fucking joking. My mom told me that when we were younger, she would feed us cow tongue.
I love cow tongue.
Apparently we loved it. I'm like, no, the fuck you didn't. She's like, yeah, you guys loved it. If anything, delicious. You asked for more. And every time you guys asked me what kind of meat, I would say, oh, it's just una carne ahí. Never fucking told us it was tongue. I was like, ugh.
It's delicious. It's super lean. It's super soft. And it's super expensive nowadays. So that's probably why she stopped giving it to you.
Oh, but this was like years ago. I'm assuming like teenager.
Because when we first came from Ecuador here, tongue was so cheap. We used to eat it all the time. And now you pay like $30 for one.
Oof.
Yeah. But it's very yummy. Andres used to not like it. Now he likes it. I have a funny story with that with my ex-husband. We were at my grandmother's house in California. Mm-hmm. And it was Easter or something like that, right? And I've never been one, like, give me your plate, I'll serve you, because you're a grown man. You have two hands. Go serve yourself while I serve myself. Okay? But I knew there were foods and stuff that he wasn't familiar with, and he was a picky eater. So I went and served him a plate, brought it to him, gave it to him, then went and served myself.
Okay.
And then he comes up to me, and he's like, I can't believe you didn't give me any steak. I started laughing. Oh, you're upset I didn't give you any steak. He's like, yeah, and it's really good, too. Oh, you like the steak? Yeah. How many pieces of steak have you had? Two. And it's good, huh? Yeah, good. Do you know what part of the cow it is? He's like, no, which one? It's the tongue. He's like, mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Tongue is very yummy. I love tongue tacos. Oh, there's a place in Baltimore here that makes the best I can't say it anymore.
Tongue tacos.
Eso.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. Just the idea of eating the tongue, I'm just like, ugh.
But you eat every other part of the cow.
Sure. We eat mostly chicken. Like you chicken breast or chicken breast, chicken thigh. Yeah, drumsticks. I do not eat chicken hearts.
You should try them. They're yummy.
I like gizzards. You know what? You know what? How about this? We make plans when I go to you, and then you can cook it instead of me.
My mother.
Or yeah. And then I'll try it.
Okay. But you live in a good place to go have some fried chicken gizzards. Because you're at the beginning
chicken
of the
what?
South. Fried chicken gizzards and livers.
I don't know. I draw the line at liver. I've tried it before, and it's fucking disgusting.
No, okay. I'm not going to argue with you, because I've had liver not cooked by my mother, and I agree. I've had liver cooked by my mother, and I disagree.
Well, whatever magic your mom does with the meat.
The liver, you have to wash it really, really well. And my mom washes it with milk to make sure to get all of it out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cleo!
This is her. Stopped.
Oh, she's a baby too.
She is a baby. I have to make her a vet appointment too. But she goes feral when she goes to the vet. Do not bite me. Do not bite me. Thank you.
I thought she was giving you cariñito.
She is, but she gets cuteness aggression. See?
What the fuck?
Wait. She gets overwhelmed and she bites.
Overwhelmed from what? She came to you.
Yes. And in my house, you know, Fluffy's an asshole. Cleo's a bitch.
Yeah, Cleo's the one that scratched me. Yeah. When I was petting the other one. Don't you have three?
Yeah.
Fluffy, Cleo,
and Kiki.
Kiki, there
you go. Truthfully, Kiki, I can't. Kiki's not bad. Kiki's a little bit spoiled, but she's not bad. Compared to the other two, she's really not that bad. Because, you know, we call Fluffy an asshole because he'll throw up pee or poop anywhere.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do it because he's sick. He does it because he's an asshole.
I was going to say, who was the one that took revenge on you because you kicked him out of the room and then shit on your bed? Was it Fluffy?
Fluffy. But he's still kicked out of my room. So that's when he's banned from my bedroom. He can't go in there. But that's another good thing. The vet told me, you know, that she doesn't think it's anything. He's going to pee right now. He might go into the litter box. Go to the litter box!
Oh, and another update, guys. I finally finished my hours. And got approved to take the exam.
Look at the screen.
Hey, I get confetti. And balloons.
And laser.
Woo, laser show. See, I'm jealous, guys, because I don't have a Mac. So I can't do none of that fancy effects.
Harris Teeter. Harris Teeter pizza is amazing.
Harris Teeter pizza? Why?
Because it's so yummy and it's only $12.98 for a large.
See, I started, well, I don't know if I told you, but we started our diet last week. So now our pizza Fridays, I'm eating cauliflower pizza.
I
Cauliflower
like
margarita pizza. It is so good.
cauliflower pizza. I'm a huge cauliflower fan. I could live off just cauliflower. Cauliflower rice, boiled cauliflower, mashed cauliflower,
I'm
cauliflower
still
pizza.
trying to figure out my vegetables, how I like it, 'cause when I boil it, it's kind of soggy. I don't really like it.
You don't
I've
so
tried
for example,
steaming. Same thing.
you have to barely steam it. So for example, not cauliflower so much. I do cauliflower does have to boil a little longer, but only until it changes color. It's something that you until you get used to it, you got to watch it. So for example, broccoli. You boil the water, you turn it off, you drop the broccoli. The broccoli changes color, you put it on ice. So it stops cooking. So it's going to change the flavor, but it's still going to be crunchy. Cauliflower, you have to watch. I like adding salt to the water when I'm cooking cauliflower and watch it. The minute the cauliflower changes color, cold water, so it stops cooking.
See, I didn't know none of that because what I've been doing lately is air frying it. But the thing is that
Oh.
I'll air fry it, I think 3 minutes, and I'll look at it. I'm like, okay, it's still not there. So I put 3 more minutes, but then my broccoli gets burnt.
Yeah, you ha I don't know about air frying because I don't like, I think air fryers change the flavor of food. So I don't do it. It gives it like a chemically weird taste.
Not to me. And I've even done it with tilapia and the salmon. Oh, it's so good.
I'm weird like that. I also don't like when my mom cooks in the pressure cooker because I feel that when you slow cook things, the flavor is richer. It's like it's just richer. When you pressure cook it, that richness doesn't happen. It's still good, it's still yummy, but it's not the same. And then the air fryer,
I haven't
it's like
pressure cooked a lot of things.
I'm terrified of a pressure cooker.
Listen,
I am
I don't
that
blame
is
you.
a nightmare. And the noises it makes.
Wait, but which one? Because there's the older one that just has the black top
All of
that's.
them. All of them are
My mother-in-law
scary.
has that, the older ones that it had the. And I look at it, I'm just like, is
And it
that
starts
done?
going.
What?
And
Exactly,
steam starts coming
the.
out. And look like it's
Yes!
gonna blow.
I have the one pot, and what I'll do is like when I'm about to vent it, I'll just put a towel on top and all that steam goes in there. But yeah.
I'm terrified. I'm terrified of it. I can't, I'm not no. So right now my mom had the electric one and it stopped working. So I've been like, we'll get one. We'll get one. Yeah.
But you
Now I
don't
do
wanna.
have to know because it's the food when you leave it to cook slowly, it tastes different.
Oh no, I've done
So
soups in the slow cooker. There's a loaded potato soup that I do, and oh my God, it's so good.
I was trying to segue into the ethics, but we segued out because I don't know what happened. I think I got my package.
Yeah, you got your package. Your
I
2 supposed 2 gallon water can.
think it's just 1 gallon. And this top is stupid. But I figured it out. I have a garden. I have lettuces. I have tomatoes. I have strawberries. Oh,
I don't have
Eli
three of
ate the
them.
first strawberry. I have, we'll get the second one, okay? I have cilantro. My basil died.
Oh.
Yeah, because it got cold. There was a frost. Basil does not do well with frost. It died. So that's why I needed this.
And then Cleo just walking in front of the screen.
You know, Cleo. All right.
So,
There's a
back
lot
to
going on.
ethics. So, kind of like you, my coworker and I, what we've been doing is whenever it's a staff member's birthday, she and I will pretty much put $5 each and we'll get them a birthday gift.
Oh.
Not unethical, and at least I believe, because it's not like it happens very often, but we get them something cute, like for my behavior tech, for her birthday, I got her, you know what you got for your birthday, the little wind up thing for Howl's Moving Castle.
Yes.
I got her one, but for Beauty and the Beast.
Aw.
She loved it. For another para, we got her shower tablets. They're like aromatherapy.
They're steam tablets for the shower.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I've never tried one. I've been curious.
You should, especially when you have a cold.
I've seen the Vicks Vapor One steam shower thing. And I every time I think about it, I'm already getting over the cold.
But for example, you like going to farmers markets and they'll have some there. Get one that has eucalyptus or one that has something like that and just have it at home. If you use it when you don't have a cold, amazing, because it's yummy. But when you have a cold, use it. It'll help.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely going to be on my bucket list. What else? And then this other person, we got her a mug saying, like, you make the world a better place. Mm-hmm. And then a tea, because she likes drinking tea. And then there was the... So I asked my coworkers, what does this person like? Guess what their answer was?
What?
Dick.
I'm like, what'd you get?
I can't get her a dildo for her fucking birthday. So I did the next best thing.
What you is know, the next
thing? So you know those little dick lollipops that you can get from Spencer's?
Dude, but it's for school.
Oh, I told her to open it outside. Like, she didn't open it in the classroom. I said, wait until after school, like after your contract hour's over. But she looked, she just peeked at it. She's like, oh my God. She started laughing. I was like, oh. And then my behavior tech was like, oh, so, you know, you could keep practicing.
Terrible. Here's the pizza. Oh, it's $8.99 today. It's on sale for the 16-inch.
Woo! $8.99?
Yeah, for large, 16-inch.
That is cheap.
And on Fridays, it's sometimes $5.89. That's really good pizza.
One day, you gotta take us.
You gotta come visit when it snows.
I know. Trust me, I know. All right, chismosa time. Right. Story time. Since we're back to ethics...
Oh, you want the story already?
Yes. It's a good saving the story to like towards the end so I could listen to most of it already.
It was a long time ago, so I don't remember much, but I used to be the case manager at a company. So what I did is I'd get the authorizations for services. I would assign the team. So like I get an intake call and I would find what analyst is close by. And then I'd find an RBT that was close by, get the authorization data. So that's what I used to do. So I knew all the RBTs and I spoke to them. Some of them were nice. Some of them were not. This guy was really nice. And I remember one of the RBTs was moving to Australia because there was a shortage of RBTs in Australia. And we were talking about that. And I remember talking to this guy and he was talking about how he would love to do that, but he couldn't because his girlfriend was pregnant and how he was going to start his master's program. And he had, you know, and once he gets his master's program, how he wanted to specialize in working with kids like this. Like he was telling me his whole life plan and he had like a good life plan, right? And he's like, mm-hmm. Right now as an RBT, I already have my hour. I'm going to be able to get my hours this way. And I'm going to do this program, like life plan.
Mm-hmm.
I end up quitting as a case manager and I become a BCABA and I kind of, you know, step back. And my replacement was who used to be my assistant. And so she kept me in the loop with everything. And one day I get a text message, Maria. So she calls me Maria. And I'm like, ¿qué? She's like, ni sabes que hizo, thank God I don't remember his name. Like, what happened? So we get this email from his client's father. And in the email, there's screenshots of text conversations between this RBT and the client's mother. And
ends up he was having an affair with the mother, and the dad found out. Text messages.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he got fired. He got reported to the board.
Guys, I don't remember. I don't remember the section, but you do not have sexual or romantic relationships with a client or their family. You gotta wait 2 years when you're off that case. After the 2 years, by all means. But no. Bad. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And then she's like, and his girlfriend is pregnant.
Oh, Lord. I wonder if the girlfriend ever found out.
But she probably did, because what is he going to tell? That dad went on a rampage. That dad was furious.
Oh, I bet. But, I mean, he lost his job, and he would have to explain why he lost his job.
And why he can no longer be a behavior analyst. Because I don't know what the rules are.
Oh, he was a BCBA?
He was an RBT, and he was starting his master's.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Here's the thing. I don't know how it works, but in my head, if you're an RBT that sleeps with your client's mother, who's married, and you get reported to the board, when you go to submit your application as a BCBA...
Your BACB number is the same.
Yeah, see? I would guess that you get a... No, thank you.
Oh, shit.
Choose a different profession.
Oh, my God. I wonder what happens, though, when you violate the ethics code. Is it... I don't want to find out personally. But past, you know, in history of applied behavior analysis, if it's like you get a warning or it's an automatic no and there's no, like, let's say a year or two pass and, okay, let's give you another try. Like, I wonder how that process goes.
Anina says, let's ask Chad. But doesn't the board tell us that? I'm pretty sure they tell us what the process is.
When you commit unethical behavior?
Yeah. Can you check the board and I'll check with Chad? Do I want that in my search history? Yeah.
Why is my thing taking forever to load? Okay.
Says the consequences can range from mild to severe depending on severity of the violation.
So I'm going to the BACB. I went under ethics and it says disciplinary actions, but it's blank. See if it comes up blank for you.
Can you send me the link?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what it says. So it says anyone can submit a notice of alleged violation to the BACB. The BACB reviews the claim and may initiate an investigation if it meets their criteria. I don't know what their criteria is. I know that you have to have everything in writing. You have to have spoken to the person directly, their supervisor, mm-hmm. and then the board. You have to have, like, written that did they follow or not follow through with it. So if the BACB finds evidence of a violation, they can impose sanctions such as remedial actions, additional training or CEUs, supervision or mentoring from another BCBA, disciplinary sanctions such as official warning or reprimand. Can you imagine getting an official reprimand from, I don't ever want to get that.
Right?
Suspension of certification. This word's going to be hard to pronounce. Revocation of certification, a.k.a. you lose your BCBA credentials.
Uh-huh.
Permanent ineligibility to be certified again. See, that's what I think sleeping with your client's mother should get you.
See, I'm looking under...
Did you send me the link?
Yes, I did. It's in the chat. So I looked it up under the ethics code, BACB ethics requirements. But if you scroll down... How information about published disciplinary sanctions may be used. Potential employers can check BACB certificate registries to determine whether an individual applying for a position with their company has a current disciplinary sanction. Sanctions might impact an individual's ability to perform some required duties, including providing and billing for services. Individuals with revocations and suspensions are strictly prohibited from representing themselves as BACB certified during the period of revocation or suspension. Okay, so if there's a suspension, you have to wait until the suspension's over.
Mm-hmm.
But revocation period, That kind of sounds like they revoke it for a period of time and then they'll give it back to you later, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. So I don't, that says that you can become, I think it depends on what you do. So here it is, BACB disciplinary actions. Is that the page you were just reading?
Yeah, but is it blank for you?
No, it's not blank.
Oh, now it's not blank. Really?
It gives you all reportable sanctions. But now when I choose for them to, oh, region. Ooh, is it going to tell me everybody who was reported?
Oh, oh wow. It tells you the year, the person's name, their certification number, reportable sanction.
I, of course, chose. Oh, Wandy, did you hear about Wandy? I was there for that mess.
No.
No, you never heard about Wandy? Wandy, because I, of course, searched Florida. Wandy was, had like this RBT mill, and he was just giving everybody certificates. And then the board did a, I don't know, it just blew up. And everybody who had gotten a assessment by him couldn't use the assessment. Some people.
Oh, no.
A mess. You should Google Wandy Cáceres.
Because oh, one definitely. Of my
One of my RBTs took the RBT course with him or her. I think it's a him. And
she yeah, had to him.
She had to redo her 40 hours. She had to redo the assessment. She had to reapply to the board. It was a huge mess.
Why is it in Spanish? Translate to English. Thank you.
I'll see if I recognize any other names. There's 37 pages for Florida.
Oh, shit, dude.
Code enforcement procedures. Got people losing their stuff in 2024. Compliance code implicated. Gives you the code and everything. Oh, I hope I'm never on this page.
Right? Oh, my God. I didn't know that people can see who is on the page.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to check Maryland because, God, Florida has a lot of-
Yo! Guys, you don't understand. For those of you that are chismoso, they're like nosy as hell. Oh, we just opened up a new world for you guys. So if you go to the BACB, go to ethics, BACB disciplinary actions, you pick the country and the state, and it'll give you everyone who's been either revoked or mandatory disciplinary supervision. What else do they have here? Summary suspension, revocation. A lot of people have been revoked.
There's only one in Maryland. There's only one that was revoked, and she was a applicant. Then we have an RBT who's mandatory disciplinary supervision.
Yeah, that's what I saw for Florida, and I was like, huh.
This one was a BCBA, RBT. RBT. I'm guessing the additional supervision because of something that happened. But this one was an applicant, and I guess they didn't accept her application.
Oh, it even goes for RBTs, not just BCBAs.
Yeah. Check California. I doubt anybody has as many pages. Yeah, California has 2 pages. Nobody's going to have as many pages as Florida.
Why does Florida have so many pages? We got to do better, guys.
Let's check Texas. That's another big state. Texas, only 2 pages. Nobody's going to beat us.
Oh, my Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm just being nosy. I'm looking through all the names to see if I recognize anybody.
In Florida?
Yeah.
Oof.
And it puts even the code that was violated.
Yeah. I'm gonna share this with Danny.
Where's Florida, Danny? We gotta do better. And a lot from section 1. Now I'm curious. Section 1. Yep, I'm about to check what section 1 is.
Oh, Passover's coming.
Huh. So section 1 is responsibility as a professional. Being truthful, conforming with legal and professional requirements, accountability.
Accountability.
Accountability. There we go. Practicing within a defined role. Practicing within scope of competence. Maintaining competence. Cultural responsiveness and diversity. Non-discrimination. Non-harassment. Awareness of personal bias and challenges. Multiple relationships. Ooh.
I wonder if, what's his name?
Giving and receiving gifts. Coercive and exploitive relationships. Romantic and sexual relationships. Guys, do not fuck your clients or their family. What we just spoke about. Responding to requests and self-reporting critical information. A lot of these that I'm seeing are 1 to 4, which is more for accountability, legal and professional requirements. I know I heard that we had someone in my role, apparently, they presented fraud documents saying that they were a BCBA when they weren't. Mm-hmm.
Feels me.
Uh-huh. We gotta do better. Oh, Danny's gonna have a field day with this.
She's like, why'd you send me that?
Is that a, like a why? Because she's about to be super chismosa? I'm on page 7 so far. I don't recognize nobody.
I recognize someone on the first page.
Oh, shit. It's a lot of RBTs. I'm wondering, I don't know if you know about this, that one company that was doing like fraudulent stuff with Medicaid or something.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if a lot of those RBTs are on this page.
Could be. Who knows? And Danny's asking how the other states compare.
They don't.
No one has 37 pages. Yeah, that's insane. 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 Code of Ethics. I need to read that thing again.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Going a little bit serious again, how did you take the DEI thing,
man,
with the board?
I saw that. I even spoke to my supervisor about it, and I think it's ridiculous, especially with the fact that a lot of the clients, there's diversity in our clients. There, we deal with different cultures, ethnicities, religions every day. So
yeah.
Apparently they're going to still provide it, but it's not a requirement. But come on, even the ethics code talks about like keeping up with the cultures and the diversity of your clients, because
mm-hmm.
How are you going to go to a client's house that, let's say they're I don't know, Jehovah's Witness, and you don't know about their culture or what it is that could offend them. Like, I didn't understand why they took that off as a requirement.
I don't either. I think it's ridiculous. I was very, very disappointed on the whole thing. I was Instagram, what do you call? Doom scrolling?
Oh.
No, just, yeah. And I saw a post that said that it was because they were pressured by Texas and Florida to walk them back.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
So that's
I don't know, but very, very disappointing. I was like, damn, did not expect that. And
I
you're
still
right,
hope that people still try to take courses and CEUs on diversity and culture responsiveness, because even though it's not a requirement, internally it is a requirement. Like, we
That's
need
important.
To have that.
Mm-hmm. And you need to check yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you... How do I explain this? I think I'm going to explain it through an example. There's people I know who don't like eating with their hands. Only mm-hmm. with a fork and knife. And they're like, ugh, I think Ethiopian food is gross because you have to eat it with your hand. You know, and that's, I feel it's wrong because you've never tried the food. You've never tasted it. You're calling it gross because you have to eat with your hands.
Wash your hands.
I don't get it.
You know where your hands are from.
And then thinking that you're somehow superior because you use a fork and knife. Like thinking that your culture is better than someone else's culture mm-hmm. because you use a fork and knife. That makes no sense in my head.
So. There's a lot of cultures that eat with their hands. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. not something that you're used to, but it's because you're not a part of that culture.
And you just have to check yourself on that. You don't have to think, oh, they sit on the, pobrecitos, they don't have money, they sit on the floor. No.
No, that's part of their culture.
And they're happy like that. Guess what? They can buy 100 couches. They just don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Their you back know? Is probably better than mine. If I lay on the, there was one time at a friend's house, I laid on the floor because we got there so late. We were tired. We didn't want to inflate any air mattresses. I woke up and I shit you not, I could not stand up straight. The entire time, I was like an old lady. Like, I couldn't straighten my back. I had to go to the hospital that day. So,
How did you sleep? Did you sleep on your back, on your side?
Probably on my side.
That's probably why it hurt.
Probably, because I was putting a lot of pressure on the hips and stuff.
There's cultures that buy marble beds because they think sleeping on hard is better for you. Did you freeze? Yeah, you did freeze. I was like, she's so shocked. Yeah, the image, but you're back. You're moving again. Did you say like this?
Oh.
I was like, it wasn't that shocking.
No, I was just like, no. I have a Purple 4 mattress. Super soft, and it, you know,
I like soft. Yeah,
well, not soft, it's a gel, but it kind of curves to your body.
No, darling, look, you're already pressing stuff. Stop pressing stuff. No, I said no. Can you hear?
She's like, but mom,
I can't hear you. Ow! Let go. Did you see?
Did she do? Did she bite you or did she scratch you?
She bit me.
Ooh. Bow, bow.
Yeah, but she didn't bite me very hard. You know why she did it? Because I didn't let her lay on the computer.
Yeah, you took her off the laptop.
Mm-hmm. Told you she a bitch.
Mm-hmm. She bit her ear. Not bit it, but she kind of nibbled on it. And she was like, nope.
She wants to scratch me. She needs a manicure. She needs a manicure. All right. I'm tired and I have notes to write, which is also part of our ethical code.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to document everything.
Keep up with your notes. Yep. Keep up with your notes.
Thankfully, the board doesn't say you must write notes within X amount of time.
Oh no! At the school that I work at, we have. They told me that within 24 hours. Sometimes on Friday, I'm just like, I'm so fucking tired. I'll put some today, and then the rest on Monday.
Yeah, but school notes are like one sentence, and you're done.
I know, but sometimes after all the shit that went on throughout the day, I don't have the mental capacity to write one sentence.
Imagine me right now. I have 12 to go. 12, right? That's what I said. I have 12 to go.
Yeah, 12. Jesus, indeed.
I wish I didn't. No, no, no. I need to finish my notes. It's part of the ethics code.
But yeah. So, alrighty. One more story before we go, guys. So, many of you may not know this, but I'm very, very rule governed. So before the BACB, changed the gift rule where you can receive a maximum of a $10 gift. Before, it was no gift whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started on one of my cases, after some time, the caregiver had given me a wooden, it's like from the Dollar Tree. And I think it had, I'm looking at it right now. It's a wooden plaque and it says home. Mm-hmm. And the client had painted it, and so she gave it to me, and she was like, he did it for you and things like that. I was like, oh, I appreciate it, I do, but I can't accept anything. And so then I spoke to my supervisor about it, and she's like, well, it's So it's art. So just like your clients, they'll draw something on a piece of paper and like, here you go. It's for you. That what I would accept. So after I had that conversation, I went back and I'm like, I'm taking it now. I'm keeping it. That same client is the reason why I wanted to become a BCBA. I still miss that client. I talk to mom every now and then, but yeah, I miss him. I'm gonna send you a picture. I'm looking at it right now. It makes me so happy whenever I see it.
Oh, that's sweet. I don't think as an RBT, I had a grandma. She found out I like snowmans. And what she did is she left a snowman plate on top of my car while I was in session. So when I came out, there was a snowman plate on top of my car. And she goes,
How did
yo
you
no
take
sé.
it?
She's like, yo no
Yo no
sé.
sé.
Alguien lo dejó ahí. Si lo encontraste, es tuyo.
Oh my God, that's so cute. And to translate, guys, she said, "Oh, I don't know. You just found it there, so I guess it's yours."
Yeah, I had a mom. So when I developed my mango allergies, not mango, mango flower allergies, mango pollen allergies.
I was gonna say, if you do not like mangoes, we cannot be friends.
I
I love
love mangoes,
mangoes.
but I'm allergic to the when they're flowering. Oof, me mata. But anyway, I have to know, are you eating McDonald's?
Maybe.
Ah, God, I saw it, I recognized it. I could taste it.
Motherfuckers, they put two pickles in this bitch.
I love pickles.
Pickles are disgusting.
Pickles are amazing. I got a pickle. I got a pickle. Okay, off topic. She would put a sign that said free and put a bucket of mangoes or lychees outside her house. She's like, I'm not giving to you. Whoever comes by can get them.
Fucking loopholes.
Than that, I never really got anything. Said I have a mom that thinks I'm poor.
Why?
So we went to the zoo with her client, right? With her child. And I took a water bottle with me. So I was just refilling my water bottle. And she's like, no, why don't you? There's a machine over there with Gatorades. No, I wanted a Gatorade. And I stood up to the machine for Gatorades, but it was like $5 for the small bottle of Gatorade. I
Oh,
was
hell
like,
no.
exactly.
Fuck
Like,
that.
on principle, I'm not paying for that. So I went back, and the RBT's like, why didn't you get, what happened to the Gatorade? As the Gatorade, I said, no, it's $5 a bottle. I'm not going to pay for that. And she's like, si quieres, yo te la compro. They go, no, está bien. I'll keep drinking water. And she's like, pero yo le puedo comprar el Gator. And I'm like, no, I'm good. It's not that I can't. It's just that I won't. Like, $5. So
Dude,
then
even
after
as a
that,
millionaire, I wouldn't pay $5 for a little fucking bottle. Yeah, right.
and then we took the train to the zoo. So she's like, can we do this again? I said, yeah, because we had a lot of chance to work on community goals with them. And she's like, but can we drive next time? I said, it's $40 to park. She's like, it's okay. I'll bring you in my car and I pay for the parking. I'm like, no, that's a lot. Park.
Oh my
Like, you
God.
take the train, it's $6. Why are we paying $40 to park? Right. And then we went to Starbucks and we went to Starbucks and she wanted to buy us the coffee, and she got it was like to the point we let her do it because she was like, no, de verdad, chicas, si no me voy a resentir y no volvemos a salir con el niño porque no es justo.
Oh my
So
God.
we let her buy us coffee, right? But then the other day, but ever since then she makes little comments that make me think
That
that
she thinks you're poor.
she thinks that I'm poor, you know. So
Like what?
she wants to move. The one I remember the most, I'll tell you, because I didn't know what to tell her. She wants to move because the where she lives, the school that her son would have to go to is a bad school, and she doesn't want to go to she doesn't want him to go to school, so she wants to move. But gotcha. So she asked me where around where I live. So I told her the area where I live. And she's like, oh, the schools are good there. I said, I really don't know because I don't have kids, but I guess so. So she goes, and do you live in an apartment or a house? I said, I live in a house. Oh, okay. And how much do you? And she's like, I'm sorry, I know I'm being nosy, but you know I want to move somewhere where there's a better school for him. I said, mm-hmm. No, it's okay. You know, I don't mind. And she's like, how much do you pay? How much do you pay for rent? And so I tell her, and she's like, ¿y cuántos cuartos rentas?
One.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I can only imagine when she heard it. Like, oh, damn. Maybe she's not poor.
I don't know. So I went to church with them because the kid was having issues at church. And same thing. She's like, pero ahí dan buen desayuno, así que no coma. Que dan muy buen desayuno y no cuesta, es gratis.
I'm so done.
And all because I refused to pay $5 for a Gatorade.
At least she's looking out for you for the free breakfast thing. I mean, it's free. Not an ethical code violation. She's not giving it to you. It's just there at the church.
I didn't eat, though, because at 8:30 a.m., I'm not hungry. On a Sunday, 8:30 a.m., I'm usually sleepy. I was
like, 8:30, I'm at work.
On a Sunday?
Oh, no, on a Sunday, no. But I'm saying, like, I'll eat my breakfast at 6 in the morning. During the week.
Now, I do eat earlier now. So, like, I wake up around 8, and I'll have breakfast around 8:30 or so. But I've been moving. I don't know how to explain it. Like, that day was, like, I woke up, I got dressed, I drove to the church. I was not fully awake to be hungry yet.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was fun. I didn't think it was going to be fun, but it was fun.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, well.
All right.
This shall be the... Huh?
Danny says hi.
Hello.
She's like, don't say it in the podcast. It's going to be like a shout out. I said, we've mentioned you like 3 times this episode already.
Yeah.
We're going to have... When I do the video, instead of just putting our picture through the whole thing at the end, when I say Danny says hi, I'm going to put a picture of Danny.
Just a good looking picture of Danny.
So thank you, everyone. Hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you didn't notice that it's been since November last time we recorded something.
Yeah, right. You guys are getting a newer episode this time. Now we're going to have to schedule our episodes. Well, until next time.
Bye.
Bye.